deeper and walked out of the barn. No word was spoken and no forgiveness was given. Wiesenthal would not, could not forgive. But he was not sure he did right. He has written his own story in a book called The Sunflower. That book ends with this question: what would you have done? 32 eminent persons, mostly Jewish, contributed their answers to Wiesenthal's hard question. Most said Wiesenthal was right. He should not have forgiven the SS trooper. It would have not been fair. Why should a man who gave his will to the doing of monumental evil expect a quick word of forgiveness on his deathbed? And what right had Wiesenthal to forgive the man for evil he had done to other Jews? And if Wiesenthal forgave the soldier, he would be saying that the Holocaust was not so evil. One respondent said, "Let the SS trooper go to hell." Well, that's a far cry from what the Lord asks of us, isn't it? And yet many of us feel the same way when we are unfairly treated, when we are hurt, when we are wounded, when we are maligned, when we are mistreated. In far less horrible ways than this. And sometimes our hate is the only card we hold. Our only weapon is our contempt. Our only way of consolation is to get even. And why should we forgive anyway? It was some years ago that I wrote a book called The Freedom and Power of Forgiveness. People always ask me which is my favorite book of the books I've written, and that's like asking me which is my favorite child or grandchild. It's very hard. In fact, it's impossible to pick. But of all the books that I have written, this one seems to me among a handful that are the most important. For never are you more like God than when you forgive. Never. Never are you less like God than when you will not forgive. And that comes straight from Jesus, who said, "Forgive your enemies and demonstrate that you are children of your Father." Never are you more like God than when you forgive.